For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Kentucky is a water-rich state with 90,000 miles of rivers, lakes, and streams, so managing that resource is important. But the Commonwealth is struggling to find people to operate water treatment plants. In the second of our two-part series on the region's water infrastructure problems, Becca Schimmel reports some operators are even coming out of retirement to train people in other districts.
If you don't know exactly where the Tompkinsville water plant is, you probably won't be able to find it. I drive past a high school, over a bridge, and take a left into a narrow driveway. Down the hill, a small gray building comes into view. Walking up the road is Jonathan Shaw, the supervisor of this small water plant. He says he's proud to be the one responsible for delivering clean, potable water to the people of Tompkinsville.
I tell people all the time, I say, I'm the water boy.
Shaw is 39 years old and says he's one of the youngest individuals at the required water plant operator certification classes.
You're looking at people are getting ready to retire and there's going to be a need for operators. And where's it going to come from?
Kentucky has 430 water treatment plants and most of the people in charge of these water systems are nearing retirement. There aren't many people in line ready to take over for them. It can be difficult to get people interested in a field that can't pay much because salaries are dependent on water rates set by small municipalities with limited budgets. David Goodrum worked at the Glasgow water plant for 35 years. About a year into retirement, he got a call from the state asking if he would consider coming out of retirement to help Tompkinsville's water district, 30 miles south of Glasgow.
The city had gotten problems, got in trouble, and they were looking to solve problems. Somebody in Frankfort gave her my name to call, and she called me and said, would you be willing to talk to the mayor?
Goodrum says the expense of aging infrastructure makes it difficult for small districts like Tompkinsville to comply with state and federal regulations. Goodrum says help should come from the branch of government passing costly mandates.
I'm going to say that's fine, but you're going to have to give funding so those small systems can redo their infrastructure and upgrade their treatment plants to newer technology to meet those new standards.
Goodrum says Tompkinsville has had additional challenges finding funding. He says the Tompkinsville plant used to serve all of Monroe County until the county built its own water plant. Goodrum says the Tompkinsville plant lost about two-thirds of its budget as a result, and it's been hard to get local support for more funding.
It really bugs me because cell phones are in every hand of just about every individual. And I guarantee you, your cell phone bill is 3 times higher than your water bill, but you raise your water rates by $1 a month and people throw a fit.
Goodrum says another problem is that people don't understand where their water comes from or how important it is to have it treated.
I've had people say, well, I can go down here in the creek. I said, well, go right ahead. I said, enjoy your time because you're going to not leave that house for a few days. Because especially here in South Central Kentucky, where the karst topography, I've tested wells, I've tested springs, I've tested any type of water coming out of the ground you can test in this part of the state, and I've never tested one without E. coli in it. Never.
Staffing water treatment plants and locating funding for improvements is a problem across the state. The Labor Cabinet has been trying to work with Big Sandy Community and Technical College to create and recruit people for a water plant operator apprenticeship. So far, the program is only in the discussion stage. This is the second of a two-part series on the region's water infrastructure problems. If you missed part one, you can find it on our website, wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.